I'm really nervous.
You're really nervous. Why are you so nervous? Don't be nervous. It's fine. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Don't Go In There podcast. I am Bill Reed, and today we have a special guest, my wife, Anne. And I think we're going to call her Dr. Debunk.
Ooh, since, I like that.
Since A, she just got her doctorate, and B, John, Ashley's husband, goes by Dr. Debunk.
Shout out to my fellow debunker.
This week, we're going to cover werewolves, and since we're covering those werewolves, we are going to have other guests on as well. Our little werewolves are here in the studio with us.
Because I usually keep them calm while he's recording.
Well, and if the door was closed and they were outside, you would hear continuous barking and whining. I already cannot talk. That usually takes at least 15 minutes into the podcast for that to happen. First, before we get into the werewolves, let's give thanks to our resources and sources. History.com, The New York Post, Ranker.com, and who would have thunk, but werewolves.com is an actual website.
Yeah, I believe it. Yeah. There's websites for everything if you do your research. Science.
Hey, you're already going to be annoying. So, before we get into it, check us out on social media, Instagram, don't_go_in_there, Twitter at don'tgointhere3, Facebook pages and group don'tgointhere, and our Gmail, don'tgointhere19@gmail.com. Also, don't forget to check us out on our Podbeam network, where you can subscribe to us on iTunes or wherever else you listen. That way you'll always be up to date with new episodes from your favorite podcast. That's us. This is so weird not doing it with Ashley, because Anne has no idea what to do right now.
I was like, does Ashley usually say the don't_go_in_there?
Yeah.
I think she'd be better at that.
Yeah, I can't do that. That's.
I'm pretty sure they know you're from Pittsburgh. Full on Pittsburgher here. Can't talk sometimes. And it's pretty cute seeing him stumble over things.
It's all good. That's why they pay Ashley the big bucks. So, since that's the business side of things, we're just going to go in there because Anne does not know that little segment.
Because I don't listen to the podcast.
Yeah.
I'm a good wife, guys, I promise. I just am busy with other supporting things.
Mm-hmm. So, let's begin. What is a werewolf? Anne, what do you think a werewolf is?
It is a fuzzy, half-human, half-wolf folklore type being that eats and scares little kids. And it's nothing like our little puppers here who want just yawn. I know you probably didn't hear it.
Well, Anne, you are kind of correct.
Yay, science!
Werewolves are a mythical creature and the subject of different legends across cultures. Some legends describe the beast that can morph into a vicious wolf, and others believe that it's a mutant combination between human and wolf. Anyway, there is one description that they can all agree upon. And that is, they are a bloodthirsty beast who cannot control their lust for killing.
That's vicious. I don't like that. And right now we have one of our little puppers on our laps who can't get enough of us. And so, yes, looking at my little tiny vicious cocker spaniel beast here, Emmy May, it's totally true.
Totally true. She's a little vicious little thing. So, since we do know what a werewolf is now, let's get into some early legends to give us a little background of how this legend started and what kind of effect it had on our history.
Learning!
The more you know.
Rainbow.
We're not exactly sure when the legend of the werewolf began, but some scholars believe that it debuted in the Epic of Gilgamesh. And I probably destroyed that.
Gilgamesh?
Gamesh.
You gotta like Gamesh.
Alright, well, it is what it is. The Epic is known as one of the oldest texts in human history and is a collection of oral tales. In the Epic, there was a tale about a god king, Gilgamesh, who turned shut up! who turned down the love of Ishtar, the goddess of fertility, love, war, and sex. I am very out of my comfort zone right now because this is not how we usually do things. Gilgamesh turned down her love because of her history of treating men. One of these men had fallen in love with the goddess and would leave offerings at her shrine, which she encouraged. But unfortunately, she grew very bored of this gentleman. She ended up turning the shepherd into a wolf, and then he was torn to bits by his own hounds.
I mean, she sounds like kind of a badass. Can I say bitch? She you sounds pretty badass.
You already said ass.
Oh, so. That's true. But I mean, like, yeah, I mean, it makes sense that she would get bored of him, I guess. But yeah, that's a little vicious. Determine mm-hmm. a wolf so he could be torn apart by his own pups.
Yep.
No one would want that, especially if people are self.
Another early legend is in Greek mythology. And this legend of Lycaon,
How do you spell it?
Lycaon.
Oh, Lycaon? Lycaon? Huh? I don't know.
Whatever. That's what we're going to do. And there's nothing you can do to stop us because this is already pre-recorded. According to the legend, Lycaon was the king of Arcadia who tried to trick Zeus. He tried to feed Zeus the flesh of a sacrificed human. This obviously angered Zeus, resulting in Lycaon being turned into a wolf. So there's another one that got turned into a wolf.
Well, I'm sure like a wolf is a pretty like almost scary creature, especially kind of in the northern part of the world, and like kind of like the lion is in Africa. So I'm guessing a lot of folklore kind of resolved around the wolf type stereotype. I mean, it was a powerful being and it would kill humans if necessary. Mm-hmm. So I'm sure a lot of these popped up from something like that. But I mean, it is interesting to see that common theme across a lot of different cultures.
Well, now we go to your people.
My people? Yeah. Who are my people?
The Nordic folklore.
Oh, those are my people! Yeah.
Also has a legend of werewolves. The saga of the Volsungs.
Where?
Volsungs.
Volsungs.
That's what I just said. Thank you for correcting my...
I don't know. I was just saying it myself.
Tells a story of a father and son who discovered wolf pelts that turned people into wolves for 10 days. The duo would wear these pelts and go on massive killing rampages. The rampages actually did end up stopping because the father attacked his son, almost killing him. To the legend, he actually delivered a fatal blow, and if it wasn't for a magical leaf of some sort being given to the son, he would have died, but he actually survived. So they got rid of the wolf pelts because of that.
I mean, didn't they wear, like, pelts all the time to keep themselves warm? So, like, magical ones be like a magical cape.
These were magical pelts.
I mean, there is always a magical pelt. I mean, Harry Potter, make yourself disappear. That's kind of cool. Don't judge me.
Now that we get a little bit of basis of where the werewolf comes from, let's go into what creates a werewolf. Just like the legend, the creation of the werewolf depends upon the culture. In ancient Greece, it was said that the human would turn into a wolf if they ate the meat of a wolf mixed with human flesh.
Ew, like cannibalism, but turn into a wolf?
Oh, yeah.
Ew.
That's what usually what, yeah, cannibalism is eating human flesh.
I know, I mean, but ew.
Well, I didn't make it up. Talk to the people in Greece. Other legends state that being cursed or being conceived under a full moon on a Friday could turn you into a werewolf.
So wait, any child conceived on a Friday could turn you into a werewolf?
Under a full moon.
Oh, under a full moon. Friday, like kind of like a Friday the 13th, but like full moon Friday.
Yeah.
Okay.
But it doesn't have to be on a 13th.
Do they have like dates in Greek mythology? Like,
I don't know. You have your PhD.
In human movement science, not Greek mythology.
No. It's closer than me.
But like, that's interesting. That's cool. I wonder if that's where Friday the 13th came from. But if you guys know the answer, you're more than welcome to email them at don'tgointhere19@gmail.com.
Look at you.
I'm doing so good.
Just a natural born podcaster.
I don't know if you guys will ever hear from me ever again.
She was super nervous about this before. Another way that they were turned into a werewolf, and I think this is a little... I mean, this is all dramatic, let's be serious, but it was said that you could turn into a werewolf by drinking the water that was touched by a wolf.
Isn't, like, most water, if a wolf is around, wouldn't that likely be touched by
a wolf?
That's
what I'm saying, there should
like,
be a
wolf. Like, how can you accept or deny that one? Like, how can you be like, that water was touched by a wolf, you can't touch it?
I don't know. I'm just kind of going off what my research says.
You need to dig further, like science.
Well, if I only had more time to research.
You did good, hon.
All right, thank you. There was also a belief that werewolves could dress up in a special wolf skin, though they would have to remove it by the time the day broke and hide it. And if their pelt was found by another, that person would be killed.
The person, like the person finding it, or like the person that's supposed to wear it? The person
who wears it, yeah. I guess
that makes sense.
I could have been a little bit more specific on that.
If you get found out, yeah, you're going to cover, whoever is controlling this is going to cover their tracks.
Yep.
The almighty being.
We all know a very popular cause of the werewolf. And what do you think that is, Anne?
I don't know. This is your specialty.
It's the full moon.
Oh, yeah. I should know that one. We already went over that. Friday full moon and then full moon now.
Yeah. This theory is stuck in the public's mind and even today still associates the moon with werewolves and craziness. And as a police officer, when the night is going kind of crazy and we're getting some weird, strange calls, the one thing we do is we actually look up at the sky and go, isn't it full moon or something? What the fuck? Yeah.
Can you say that word on a podcast?
We can because we have a little bar that says explicit.
Oh, because it's scary stories and kids can't listen to scary stories.
No, because we swear and we drink.
Well, yeah. That too, but I mean, I figure the scary stories would do it. But yeah, I mean, my mom and a bunch of my aunts are nurses and they always talk about kind of the full moon and kind of the weird injuries that they get.
Yeah, that's another one. A lot of nurses, we have obviously, like Anne said, my mother-in-law was a nurse and we have a lot of friends that are nurses. They would always say, you know, if something crazy happened that night, it had to be because there was a full moon. Now, because Anne's people, these scientists...
My people? So I
have to go and ruin the fun for everything, and they are not able to find any correlation or any evidence that states that a full moon creates chaos or even have any effect on humans because they're boring and they don't like to have fun.
You put the party poopers on the people who learn things for you and just tell you about it? You're really party pooping on that one? Really? Really, Reed?
They could just have a little fun and say it could. They don't have to say it does or does not. They just
there is statistical analyses that occur, and you have to be sure to 95% without variance. Oh. You know, guys, I want to enlighten you to something. He calls me his retirement plan so that I can further my career and help him retire early. So...
Well.
You cannot put everything on me for being boring. He gets something out of it too.
Oh, well. I'm very proud of her. I just like to give her some shit. So now we're gonna get into a little bit of what I had actually no idea this went on in Europe. We all know about the Salem witch trials and the witch trials of Europe and the witch trials even in the other parts of this country. But did you know, during the 16th century and all the way to the 18th century, Europe was involved in a series of werewolf trials that would ultimately put the Salem witch trials to shame? The epidemic would start in France and spread throughout the continent. This led to many mentally ill people being accused of Satanism and then tortured, mutilated, and killed.
Oh, am I supposed to speak?
I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
I thought you heard you say something.
No, it makes total sense. I'm like nodding, and so he like looked at me. I mean, it makes total sense. I mean, there is a history, you know, of the Spanish Inquisition. A lot of kind of, they would basically murder over a lot of things. I mean, including religion. I mean, like what someone would look like, witches. It makes total sense that there would be a massive killing spree over something that they're really freaked out about. Mm-hmm. What people don't know, they're kind of going to
accuse. And we're actually going to get into a little bit of that later on in this conversation. The first ever recording was in, and I know I'm going to butcher this, Polygyny, France.
I wouldn't say it any better, but I'm pretty sure that's wrong.
Well, you know what? Sue me.
I mean, I wouldn't say it any better. So if you know the answer to that, you guys, don't go in there, 19@gmail.com. Set this man right.
No, please don't. So it's happened in France. The first recording happened in France in 1521. It all started when a pack of wolves killed several locals, and authorities had followed clues to lead them to a man named Michel Verdun's house, or his property. I don't even know if he had a house, but that's where they went. From there, the authorities took Verdon in and tortured him until he confessed to being a werewolf. So you can just remember, just like the Salem witch trials, they tortured these people until they basically confessed to make the torture stop. I mean, if someone's torturing you to tell them something and you're telling them the truth and they're not believing you, you might as well tell them a lie to make them stop the torture. But unfortunately, you know, telling them that would end in your death.
Isn't there some sort of, like, restriction now of, like, how much you can torture someone? Because after a certain point, well, you can't really even torture. I mean, like,
what are you talking about?
I don't know. Isn't
I don't just torture people, by the way.
No, I'm not, like,
are you
like, talking at you. But I mean, like, in terms of, like, say, wartime, I mean, there's.
Are you talking about, like, waterboarding and stuff?
That's not allowed anymore, is it?
I don't know. I don't waterboard people, and well, I don't work for the CIA.
But I mean, like, under any sort of torture, I mean, isn't it reasonable to suggest that, like, almost you can't
they're not
really
even allowed to.
Anything?
They used to play rock music really loud for 24 hours. I don't even think they're allowed to do that anymore.
I haven't kept up on anything, but isn't there some sort of, like, standards of things you can't do? Because, like, it's just
I'm sure the United Nations has a guideline for all that.
I'm sure there is. I hope so. Well, I'm sure there
is. The something something of the Geneva Convention?
Oh, yeah, the Geneva Convention. Like,
boom,
I know
history.
Science, like, because of Helsinki, you know, German experiments, I have to always go through a protocol to make sure that I'm not torturing or making someone do something that they don't want to do in human testing. So I'm sure there's something.
Oh,
that's
sure.
All I know. Let's just say, let's put it on the record, that's all I really know.
Well, back to
let's
Michelle.
Let's get back to the point.
During his torture, not only did he confess, but he also listed two others of being a werewolf. Pierre Bourgot? I'm sure it's Bourgot. And Philibert Menois.
Can we name our child Philibert Menois?
Philibert.
Philibert?
I.
Ooh. Or Philibert Ernie. That's just for you guys.
So, anyway, the three men claimed to have killed many people because they loved to lap up. This is quoted, so I have no idea what any of this means. They loved to lap up the warm, flowing blood.
Ew.
So I'm sure that means like they
like
get
Julia.
All up in it and
like a hot tub it.
Yeah.
Ew.
Well, no, the blood's already warm.
I know, but I mean, like, you
I'm
know,
sure just they
just
like lay in it,
like
Emmy,
in it, yeah.
Like Emmy does with our towels.
Can we not put that image of Emmy May, our tiny little cocker spaniel? Spaniel. She loves to get all kinds of dirty towel scent on her.
That sounded gross.
Can we take that out?
No, we're keeping that in. They also said that they had sexual intercourse with several she-wolves.
This is so much worse than any serial killer. It's still bad, but ew, gosh, you guys. This is why I don't listen to the podcast. It's just gross.
They confessed that they would rub special ointment on each other that transformed them into werewolves. Soon after the confessions, though, the three men were hung. So it just shows that, were these men serial killers? Were they just mentally ill? We'll let you guys decide. And we actually have some explanations that would make sense for this later on in the episode.
Oh, do we?
Oh, we do.
Intrigue.
Hashtag intrigue.
Ew. You guys put up with this?
In the early 1570s, one of the most well-known trials was that of Gilles Garner, a.k.a. the Werewolf of Doyle. Or Dole. I don't know. I guess that might be the city that sells the bananas.
Wow, that was a bad joke.
Ba-dum-bum. Garner was accused of murdering and tearing apart children who lived in the town of Dole, France.
Oh, Garnier.
When the kids started to disappear from this town and the people started to believe that there was a werewolf to blame, the town launched a search party, and I hope to God it was like those 1930s, 1940s movies where they all have pitchforks and
you're thinking like
and
Beauty
torches.
And the Beast, like
yeah,
kill the beast
and they all have pitchforks.
Do they all sing in your head too?
They might. I don't know. Or maybe it's like Waterboy, when they all have the torches and the pitchforks and the, you know, what's his name is in the crowd. You can do it! I hope that happens. That happens in my head.
Oh, what about like Shrek, where they try to go kill Shrek at the very beginning of the movie? Shall we name all the movies where we have people with pitchforks wanting to kill another beast.
Well, I'm just saying I haven't seen Shrek in a very long time.
Well, I've never seen Waterboy, so let's go with that.
You were banned from the podcast. You and our friend Ashley don't get any of my references because you guys are hermit crabs and don't watch good movies.
No, we watch great movies.
No, well, you don't watch great movies.
Step Brothers is not a great movie.
You shut your whore mouth.
Billy Reid!
Sorry, I didn't mean that. It's my favorite
movie. Even Emmy went to go console me. She's like, I'm sorry, Mom.
Anywho, during the search, they found a little girl being mauled by what looked like a wolf. After chasing it away, they realized that it was not a wolf, but it was actually Garnier.
Was he fuzzy?
Well, I think what happened is it was very dark in the woods, and he was mauling a girl to death, and they probably, you know, not thinking a human would actually do that, and saw it all on, like, all fours, I'm sure, like, hovering over the girl. Mm-hmm. Thought it was a wolf, because that's what wolves do. They actually do kill people, and people want to know why, like, why we have a shortage of wolves is because back in the day, they used to kill us for fun. Humans.
Oh. I thought you meant kill the wolves and you referring yourself as a wolf. I'm like, Is there something I need to know about this fur in your face here?
I am not a werewolf. No, they used to actually murder. And actually, here in the West, when we moved here, we started seeing that they started allowing the wolves back in the and getting the population back up, but now they're seeing that these wolves are actually killing other animals just for fun, and they're not eating it. Yeah, and we don't know why, and I'm sure they'll find out why. I'm not a biologist, I don't know.
Animal scientists.
Or maybe it's a werewolf doing it. I don't know. Doing it.
Guys, you can take the boy out of Pittsburgh, but you can't take the Pittsburgh out of the boy.
That was more Jersey. I don't know why that came out of my mouth. So, anyway, Garnier was taken into town where he was interrogated and tortured. During the interrogation, he admitted to killing and eating four children. He also confessed to bringing home body parts to his family as food.
Like, he would, like, feed them, like, hey, I found a deer steak.
No, I'm pretty sure he took the body parts.
Yeah, but,
it says also 1500, so if he couldn't find food, you ate whatever you could. Anyway, he was ultimately found guilty and burned at the stake in 1573.
Yeah, he kind
of
deserved that one.
And I would honestly, for any of you true crime fans, go and look up this case. It was pretty interesting. I might try to cover it. I just don't know if there's enough information out there to make a whole episode on. But it's pretty interesting. Anne doesn't think so. Anne does not like this
stuff. I'm kind of making a face of this is kind of gross, you guys.
Well, that's because you're a scientist and a party pooper.
Shaking my head. Hashtag shaking my head.
My wife's a doctor, ladies and gentlemen.
That doesn't mean I'm cool.
It actually means it's the furthest thing apart. And so now we're going to move on to 1582, where King Henry was so tired of the chaos in France that he actually put a team together to end the witchcraft, werewolvery in heresy?
Yeah, heresy. You did good on that. Good job, man.
Yeah, look at me. And he put a team together of Pierre Lanceray.
Where is that at?
Right there. It's like a lance with an R.
Oh, Lanker, I would say.
Lanker. And I'm going to butcher this one because I can already tell you. Jean de Espagnet.
I don't think you pronounced the G in that.
Espagnet.
Yeah, I would say that.
Polymath, whatever the frick that is.
A polymath,
whatever the frick that is. I don't know. And I actually think there was a movie or a show based on this where they put a team together and they went out and I don't know. But I'm pretty sure there was a show or a movie that they put a team together to go out and hunt werewolves, vampires, stuff like that.
Oh, hey, I'm a polymath, a person of wide-ranging knowledge or learning.
Okay, well, there you go. Great. Thank you,
Google. I should have probably known that if I was a true polymath, though.
Thank you, Google.
Yeah, it was Google.
Pierre was a righteous and violent judge. No one was safe from him. He would consistently torture men, women, children, and even priests. I don't know why they said even priests. I would probably say men, priests, women, and even children. Like,
yeah, like the children was the bad part, yeah, not the priests. Yeah, yeah, I get that.
Yeah. And this number I'm about to give you was only during his 3 years at La Borde. He executed over 600 people in 3 years.
Oh.
And think about that. I mean, 600 people in today's population doesn't seem that like that much, because we have, 370 million people here?
Maybe in the United States?
Yeah. Mm. Something like that. But back then, there definitely wasn't that many people, especially in France, you know what I mean? So, like, 600 people is a lot in a little jurisdiction, pretty much. He believed that the indigenous people of the Basque community and the Jewish community were responsible for most of the witchcraft and black magic. So he was known as a racist, pretty much. So he was so obsessed with the details surrounding black magic, and during his torture sessions, he would ask his victims, because they were victims, let's not forget that, about their carnal encounters with demons. So
is that like, I wonder if that's like some sort of weird sexual thing for yes, him. Can I say that? That just sounds wrong.
Hey, we've talked to...
Nope, don't like it.
Okay.
People I don't know are hearing me say sexual, and that's weird for me.
Of course, the worse torture and the longer it was, the more vivid details would come from the victim. So like we spoke before, the more you're going to torture me, the more I'm going to give you whatever you want to make the torture fucking stop. Mm-hmm. Like,
do you think that's how a marriage works? Like, if I torture you enough, then, not into such like a physical way, but if I, you know, annoy you enough, you're just going to give me whatever I want.
That's usually what happens now. I don't even
know. Yeah, I know. Yeah. That's what I'm making sure. Pointing that out.
His methods were so brutal that even for the 1600s, remember that, like, the 1600s used to be put in like a wheel and like, stretched really far, and they had people getting cut their heads off with axes and cutting off limbs, but even for the 1600s, he was too much for them. So they removed him in 1614, and the rest of the trials in his jurisdiction were dismissed.
Lucky people.
Still, he believed that any moral slight was worth the brutal torture. He went on to saying, and I'm telling you right now,
can I read this? I actually read it earlier. Okay. It's kind of fun to say.
Okay, so he said in a very girly voice,
To dance indecently, eat excessively, make love diabolically, commit atrocious acts of sodomy, blaspheme scandalously, avenge themselves insidiously, run after all horrible, dirty, and cruel, crudely unnatural desires, keep toads, vipers, lizards, and all sorts of poisons as precious things, love passionately a stinking goat, ew, caress him lovingly, associate with and mate with him in a disgusting and scabrous fashion, are these not the uncontrolled characteristics of an unparalleled lightness of being and of an something inconsistency that can be expedited only through the divine fire that just is placed in hell? Well, this seems like a lot of, I mean, like awful, horrible things, but did that many people actually do, eat excessively?
Yeah. you got to remember, there was probably not a lot of food, so it was a sin to eat excessively.
Make love diabolically. I mean, some of these things do sound awful.
That's not awful. You got to remember the times, honey. Like, there's not a lot of food, so don't eat excessively. Lovemaking or sex was looked at as...
Avenge themselves insidiously? What exactly does that mean?
I don't know. It's 1600 writing. I have no idea. Honestly, I have no idea what most
love
of
love passionately a stinking goat. Does that mean they would do it with an animal? See, that I would kind of understand. It's kind of weird.
Honey, I don't know. I told you this. I don't know what any of this means.
This happens a lot where I ask him questions and he's like, I don't know. Stop asking me. Like, I think I asked a question earlier today about a completely weird situation. We were watching Percy Jackson's Lightning God or something like that. Mm. And I was like, so if these, like, two children get married and their, like, parents are gods, does that mean they're, like, related or, like, in-laws? But then, because the children die before the gods do, does that mean that they are no longer in-laws? And he looked at me going, really? Are you kidding me?
Which I'm sure a lot of you are doing right now, so I'm sorry for that. And we're going to get back into werewolves. In 1589, Peter Stump, and I've actually seen this as a different name. It Where's was it? Peter Stump. But
oh, yeah, I would say Stump.
I'm pronouncing it right. I'm telling you what, I've seen it spelled differently.
Oh, okay.
And I've seen it spelled S-T-U-P-P-E. But Stoop? I don't know.
Stoop. Kid's afraid to leave the stoop.
So, otherwise, he was known as the Werewolf of Bedburg. He confessed to 25 years of killing and cannibalizing people. Specifically, he confessed to killing and eating 13 children, two pregnant women, fetuses and all. I almost said feces and all.
Ew. I mean, I'm sure that's in there, too.
Yeah. But that's not even the worst. And I say this because, for whatever reason, well, I can probably know why, because the level of moral compass was a little off in the 1600s. So you can kill somebody. Yeah, you're kind of shitty, but if you had sex with people, like, you were a sinner and you should be killed.
I mean, is this designate between live and dead people? Live or dead people? Like, sex with a live person?
No,
or
like,
sex with
like
a dead
just
person?
Like, if you committed sex out of wedlock, you were considered you should die.
Or that should die. Or a witch.
Or a witch. So, when I say this, but that's not even the worst, I'm being sarcastic because that's what the website said. He confessed to, and actually this part is pretty bad, but interfamilial relations with his daughter and sister.
Yeah, that's awful.
It's awful, but it's still not as awful as killing people and eating their bodies. Mm-hmm. And while having a mistress and a lived-in partner.
Yeah.
Can you believe that?
Wait, mistress and a lived-in. So is the lived-in partner male? Is that
I
what that
know.
Means?
I don't know. We just said lived-in partner, honey.
Mistress and a lived-in partner. That sounds like...
I mean, he probably was living with a female, just, or maybe he was having...
He just likes all the lovin's and all the creepiness. Yeah.
Good for him, you know, if you... Have
no,
sex.
Not good for him if he loves all the creepiness.
Well, not the creepiness, but if you want to have a lived-in partner, or you,
yeah,
you know,
do what you want.
Yeah. For his crimes, he was strapped to the Catherine wheel, and the executioner peeled his flesh by using red heart pinchers. Pinch. After
I thought peppers.
Peppers? Red heart peppers. He was peeling his flesh.
I thought I read peppers earlier, so that makes more sense. Pinchers.
He was peeling his flesh with red heart peppers. Okay. Red heart pinchers. After peeling his flesh from his arms and legs, they broke his arms and legs on the wheel and then beheaded him and set him on fire.
See, that's super excessive, too.
Well, where were they going to put him?
No, but I mean, like, that torture. I mean, granted, he did a horrible, awful thing and he should... probably died because, I mean, he's kind of...
Well, here's why they beheaded him.
Okay, I'll listen to you.
After they beheaded him, they took his head and placed it on a dead wolf's body in the middle of town to warn the rest
of... That poor wolf.
Werewolvery.
I hope the wolf died of natural causes.
Probably not, honey. You got to remember where wolves would attack people.
I know.
They had to eat too. That's pretty sure why I think we have dogs. They were sick of the wolves eating us, so they just started feeding them, and then now, boom, we have dogs.
And they're so cute and loyal. In case you guys didn't hear, we did have puppies earlier barking at the door because, you know, probably the postman or something dropped something off. Or someone walked by because, you know, they're the ultimate protection in our house.
Probably someone walked by.
Yeah, that's probably it.
In 1692, a different type of confession would come to light. An 80-year-old man by the name of Theus openly confessed to being a werewolf. So he wasn't being tortured. He wasn't even being looked into. He just came out and said, I'm a werewolf, which is pretty...
There's Campbell agrees.
Campbell agrees. coming out as a werewolf is certain death, pretty much. Like, they're going to put you to death. And I can't believe he came out, but he did.
Speak your truth, man.
Yeah, like I said, he didn't go under any type of torture. Instead, he claimed that werewolves were the hounds of God. So he's trying
to be the righteous.
Yeah.
Okay.
And they even went to hell to battle demons for humankind.
Oh, that's what he claimed.
That's what he claimed. And not only that, when he went to hell, they would bring back the earthly goods that were stolen by demons. So they,
was there weed of those times?
I'm sure. Well, if not, they were probably all high on something.
Yep. I mean, it was a boring time. You gotta do something.
So, like I said, they went to hell, battled demons, brought back your earthly goods that were stolen by demons. He even went as far as saying that he had done more godly good than any priest would have done. Amen to that, brother. Because priests are creepy.
Have you guys done a podcast on priests?
Not yet. That's too much and it's gross. The church did not buy it, and since it did not agree with the church's agenda, they dismissed it. Even if it could be a possibility, the church would not let this happen, especially because they just performed tens of thousands of trials all over Europe. So even if they thought this could be a possibility, they were going to be like, oh yeah, it's a possibility. By the way, don't, you know, forget about the tens of thousands of people we killed because werewolves are bad.
Yeah, you got to cover your tracks, kid.
Yeah, just like they do today. Look at that. They're really good at covering their tracks. She's shaking my head at me because she does not like me putting down that. Whatever. Theis, however, was not put to death, which was a good thing. But he did get sentenced to 10 lashes and was banished from the church. Not the judge. I don't know why I put from the judge. But he was banished from the church.
Oh, you were a
town
judge.
I wrote down judge, yeah. Hmm. Yeah. But I would have been like, oh, shucks, I'm banned from this church.
If they kill him, they're basically accepting that he has some sort of authority. I would think that, like, you know, so almost like killing someone is kind of accepting them as a werewolf, kind of from these trials, basically. Like, you were a werewolf, we had to torture you to claim it, but you were. So this one guy, Diesel, it's okay, Bubba. Diesel does not like this story. Emmy! So kind of my thought process behind this is that, like, so if they had killed him, they basically would have accepted him that he was a werewolf and that he did these type of actions. He went down to hell to kill all these demons.
I see what you're saying.
And so, like, kind of the 10 lashes, look, like, dude, stop. So my thought process is, like, they only gave him lashes because, like, dude, stop lying. We're not going to accept you as an actual werewolf. Because, you know, we killed all these people who were werewolves.
Look at you.
And so we're not going to accept it as a godly being, because if what he had claimed was true, then they would have killed him. So they had to kind of still punish him, but not fully kill him because, you know, whatever. Which, you know, and just going through my mind and everything that I think all the time. It might have been smart of him to do that because he knew he wouldn't have been killed for some other reason.
I think we're going to have to change that from Dr. Debunk to Dr. Believer.
No, that's just like a real life story. That's not like, hey, he's a werewolf. It's like, hey, he might have outsmarted the church if he was about to die for something else. Science, people.
So there's, like I said, this lasted over 2 centuries. There's so many stories that we could have covered, and there was a lot more that I could have covered, but literally we'd be here forever listening to stories. So I just wanted to give you a little small little portion of the stories out there that gives you a little insight of what's going on. But also it sheds even more light of the mentality of those ages, that when they didn't understand something, they automatically went to it's the devil or it's God's work, and they didn't need the evidence for it, but they'll put you to death just because it was easier.
Science saves lives.
I guess we can make that a hashtag.
Hashtag science saves lives. Woo!
I guess I can put that on. But I'm also putting hashtag woo on there.
Don't care.
So, how about this question? A possible real-life werewolf? I don't know. We'll have to find out in the story. So in 2018, so it's recent, a Montana rancher shot and killed a wolf-like creature that baffled wildlife officials. And if anybody has to know, like, everybody makes fun of the wildlife ranger that works, you know, at all these parks. They are actually well-educated. They have a biology degree. You have to be very well-educated to be a park ranger. And people always poo-poo it, and I don't know why. I would love to be a park ranger.
Yeah, it's a really cool job. You get to, like, basically go hiking all the time, but you also get to study and, like, kind of work with your hands, just be outdoors. I'd love to be one of those.
But mostly you sit in a booth and collect money for people to come in, and it's stupid.
Hey, let's preserve our national
parks. I agree, honey. We had fun at the national... Yellowstone.
And we have an annual national park pass. If you guys ever go to a national park, always get the annual one. You can get into basically the next, however, for the same price of buying for one. Support your national parks.
Hashtag.
Okay, so wolves.
Anyway, so wolves.
Or werewolves.
Yes, wolves. According to the New York Post, the beast had oddly long gray fur. Actually, I think it was long brown fur. I don't know why I wrote gray. It was long.
Are you sure about that,
Reed? I don't know. It said gray. No, it said gray. It said gray fur in there. But when you looked at the picture, he was brown.
So it was a picture actually of the.
You got. Wolf? You got. Listen, okay. Listen. So he had oddly long fur, oversized claws, and an extra large head. However, the ears were too big, and its legs were too short to be a common wolf. The rancher said he shot the beast because it was attempting to eat his livestock. And if anybody doesn't know, if you are a rancher or a farmer, you are allowed to shoot things that are, A, on your property and causing a nuisance without having a hunter's license. But you do have to report it. So he did. He called the authorities to report, hey, I shot a wolf. But when they arrived, they weren't exactly sure what this creature was. And if you look at it, it looks like a mangy, gigantic dog. Like, gigantic. And a wolf is
pretty. Are, yeah, but they're fluffy, but they're a little bit bigger than
yeah,
dogs.
But, I mean, this thing was huge, and it looked not, I don't like, want to say mangy, but it looked awkward.
Like, not CGI Game of Thrones scary dog?
No, because that looks more like a really big wolf. Like
yeah, I know, they made
but it didn't really look mangy, but it just looked awkward. It looked very awkwardly put together.
What if it's just like, okay, well, go on.
Okay, I will go on. So, some theories were that it was indeed a werewolf. It was a werewolf. He shot a werewolf.
Wait, who says this?
Some people.
Oh, so people say it's a werewolf, so that's automatically true?
Well, he wouldn't admit to using the silver bullets. If he used silver bullets and it died, boom, werewolf. But he wouldn't say anything.
If it wasn't a werewolf, it would still die.
You don't know that.
Yes, I do. A bullet will, if you strike it in the right place, it'll die if it's silver or copper or gold or whatever the freak bullets are made of.
Well, let's go into other theories about it, what it was, okay? Jeez. Don't get all so angry.
Dr. Debunk in the house.
Others believe that it was a dire wolf. And if anybody watched the Game of Thrones, a ghost was a direwolf.
I mean, are direwolves real, or is that just something
No,
that...
direwolves were real.
Oh, okay, cool. So they're just, like, really big wolves.
They're really big wolves.
That actually makes me really happy.
They're extinct.
Oh, are they? That's sad.
Well, they lived when... They were a saber-toothed canine, so, you know, we had a saber-toothed...
Oh, so that long ago, extinct.
Okay. Yeah, they,
so
like, fine. You know how we had the saber-toothed tiger?
Mm-hmm.
We had a saber-toothed canine. Or it was thought to be a Shunka Warrican. And
what?
I don't...
Did you just sneeze there? A Shunka Warrican. Shunkawarakin.
All right. And I'm going to apologize because I ran out of time of researching. But this came back as a wolf-hyena hybrid from North America. So I don't know if that means like it's a wolf-hyena hybrid folklore or if there was actually like a wolf-hyena...
That makes sense. Hyenas, I mean, don't they have, like, kind of the gristly hair?
Yeah.
And like, the hunchback and everything?
And obviously, America used to be attached to Africa.
Way, 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 way back when.
I know, but still, it could be a hybrid that lived up to, you know, 20,000 years ago and then died.
It's just a species we don't know
yet. I think it might be, but I don't know. It had quotation marks around the name of it.
If you guys know, don't go in there 19@gmail.com.
I actually hate how good you are at that.
I mean, you can, like, yeah, you can just, like, talk with your listeners. I think that'd be so, that would be, like, the best part of my
I know,
podcast.
If anybody would email us, but no one likes us.
Oh, wow, guys, calling you out.
No, we do get some emails, and they're pretty good. So, it's all good.
But anyway, what did they do to see what that werewolf was?
So, they use science. Who has to?
DNA.
They have to be bummers. So unfortunately, the DNA came back as a young gray wolf, and I'm telling you, the picture was, he was straight brown.
I mean, like, that makes total sense. Is DNA, like, a wolf is a wolf, a human is a human, all humans look completely
different.
But
no, the DNA came back as a young gray wolf. It did not come back as anything else.
Yeah. So that makes sense. I mean, it makes total sense that it's just a gray.
But then again.
But it's not half human. Is basically what that's saying.
Okay. We wanted to have fun with it, and you were out here poo-pooing our fun.
It's not poo-pooing fun. You brought me on the show as Dr. Debunk, so don't even. But, so the DNA was werewolf. It could have, you know, could have.
Yes, it was werewolf.
A wolf. It came back as wolf. I digress. It came back as a wolf. But, I mean, it could have had any sort of weird hormone imbalance, growth hormone.
And that's what they said. Experts said that while the features of the animal were odd, there was no doubt that the DNA belonged to a grip.
Experts say it's a wolf, not a werewolf. So it's not a werewolf of normal day 2018. Sorry, honey.
It's okay.
I know you're so disappointed by it.
And I don't. I just didn't have enough time to do any of this research either. But some modern day werewolves, you know, we have a lot of the legends of the Dog Man out there in Michigan, especially. I know I read. They actually remember. I don't know if you ever heard about the alien scare in like the 20s. Like they did that fake invasion of the aliens in California. They actually did one in the late 1800s in Michigan about the Dog Man, and it scared everybody. And to this day, they still claim to see the Dog Man. And the biggest difference I can tell from the Dog Man and a werewolf is a Dog Man has werewolf and human features and can walk on its hind legs, where a werewolf in the, not so much the Hollywood version of it, because I think the Hollywood version of it is more Dog Man. Like in, what was that movie we just watched? I just watched that you love. Van Helsing.
Oh.
That would be like a Dog Man.
I haven't seen that in a long time. Okay.
Werewolf is actually, by the terms, I transform into an actual looking wolf. I don't look huge and muscular. You transfer into a wolf.
The only one that I really remember watching, because I don't watch a lot of supernatural stuff, is, again, Harry Potter, where the guy turns into werewolf. That's about it.
Okay, does he turn into a big muscular thing?
Or does he turn in?
I think that would be more of a Dog Man.
No, like it's still a wolf. He doesn't have any replication of a human.
Yeah, but is he big standing on his hind legs?
Oh, no.
Okay.
Oh, he does. Yeah, he does at one.
Okay, and he walks around like a normal human? Well,
not all the time.
But he can?
I don't know. This was like.
Okay, well, thank you for your input there because.
Dr. Debunk!
Anyway, so that was another modern day werewolf. I think we've turned more into the Dog Man where. It's almost like the Sasquatch, but it's a wolf that walks on its hind legs and looks more humanoid. I don't know.
It works.
It's what I thought.
It still doesn't exist, but it works.
Thank you. Thank you for pooping on all of our fun.
It's what I'm supposed to do.
Yeah, I know.
Shout out to my man, John. It's what we do best.
So, what could be a werewolf? What could be some explanations for werewolves? And this is what Anne would love. Anne likes this part. I put this part in for Anne.
People believe anything.
Okay, that is not it. So there are several medical conditions that could cause the appearance of a werewolf.
Like extra facial hair or something like that, right?
The first condition is called hypertrichosis.
Where is that?
Right there.
Yeah. Trichosis?
Yeah, it might be hypertrichosis. I don't know. But... It creates unusually long hair on the face and body. And there was something I was watching. It's like Ripley's Believe It or Not, I think, actually what it was. And they called him the modern-day werewolf. He had hair, and his face was deformed, and it actually made it like his cheekbones were high and squared, and it made him look like the 1940s version of a werewolf on movies.
But he doesn't eat people.
He didn't. I mean, he's not going to admit that on Ripley's Believe It or Not, but he might.
Okay, I'm going to put a stake out there. I'm pretty sure he would not eat people.
You're going to put a stake out there?
A stake. I'm going to stake a claim out there.
Oh, I might like a stake, though. another condition is called porphyria.
Where is this?
Right here.
Porphyria.
And I get where this is coming from, where it has a werewolf tendency. Maybe if they had... Both of these, I could see it, but this is more of a, I would think, a vampire explanation. But it says that it causes an individual to be extremely sensitive to light, causing that individual to only go out at night. It causes seizures, anxiety, and other symptoms. I don't.
That sounds awful. I feel bad for anyone who has
and
that.
And I think actually, you know, it's not funny, but if anybody remembers, what was that show, Extreme Makeover?
Mm-hmm.
I think they had a little girl that had this, and they put those umbrella things all over the backyard, and they built a pole and everything, and they built that. Yeah, that family got kicked out because they couldn't afford the taxes on it after it was done.
Oh, no way!
Yeah, because remember, this should actually be a scam. It's actually a scam almost. They build up these houses, and it skyrockets the property value. Therefore, the family can't afford the taxes on it.
Oh, that's so sad.
So, now, of course, this does not turn anybody into a werewolf, because we all know the full moon does that.
It does nothing, you guys.
Or drinking the water that a wolf touched.
Yeah, that's
But that's why no more werewolves come, because wolves aren't bottling our water anymore. So you can't say that they
didn't. I'm sorry, were wolves ever bottling our water?
No, but they were going into the streams, turning people into werewolves. And now, have a werewolf in a bottling factory and see who turns into a werewolf. We have one in Brigham City. We can show what happens.
So you want to bring in a wolf and say, okay, Paul, go in, and then send them on their way. Thanks for your
work. And if anybody turns into a werewolf, we'll know if it actually
thanks,
works.
Thanks, Frankie, for
it's
your
called
work.
Science.
That's not science at all. It's not even a working hypothesis. There you go.
Actually, it is a working hypothesis. It just won't translate into anything.
Oh, werewolves are not real. You heard it from his mouth, you guys.
No, just not that one.
Oh, okay.
If you were conceived on a Friday under a full moon, obviously you turn into a werewolf when you're born.
If anyone has done this and their child did not turn into a werewolf, email don'tgointhere19@gmail.com.
Hate you. But anyway, as you can imagine, in the Middle Ages, there was no understanding of these conditions. So what do you do when you can't understand something? You go, oh, it must be the work of God, must be the work of demons.
Magic!
Perfect example of this actually came up on Ancient Aliens. In the 1950s, I want to say, they would travel to a place in Africa, and they would take like the little propeller airplane there, you know, like little mm-hmm. airplane. And every time they went there, they took supplies for this group of individuals. And give them food, water, and everything. Well, they thought this was the work of gods. So what they would do is on the beaches, they would build shrines that looked like these airplanes. To bring them back. So you can see, this happens today.
Yeah.
Well, not today, but modern times.
And the 20th century.
Yeah.
21st century.
So, no, that would be the 20th century. So you can see it still happens. When you don't understand something, you automatically go, back then in not even third world countries, like underdeveloped countries, they still go with, you know, Mother Nature and all these spiritual things. So I don't know. I thought it was interesting. So now there's another theory. There's a psychological condition called lycanthropy.
Okay, where?
Lycanthropy.
Lycanthropy. Yeah, I think you got it right. Lycanthropy.
Excuse me. This could be another explanation for werewolves. This is a condition where a person believes that... Oh my god.
Himself or herself to be an animal.
Thank you, honey. I was
buzzing. This mental illness could explain why someone would admit to being a werewolf.
Thank you for reading that verbatim.
Yeah, no problem.
Okay. So, as you can see, why you're probably thinking, if somebody wasn't tortured like that theist guy, why would he even say that? Well, he could have been affected by this psychological condition. Even if it wasn't this, it could be anything. It could be schizophrenia. It could be anything. Something that would make you think that you're somebody that you're not, or something that you're not.
Mm-hmm.
So if you believe it, you're going to say it. Doesn't matter if you're tortured or not. Most of it, though, I think is because they were tortured so much that a human's going to be under... If I keep punching you to tell me you're a werewolf, and every time you say no, I keep punching you, but then I say yes and I stop punching you, you're going to keep on going with that.
Can I punch you back?
No, you're going to be strapped into a wheel thing.
The Catherine wheel? That's gruesome.
Yeah, and I'm going to peel you with red hot peppers. Now, I honestly do think this one is interesting, and a lot of the true crime fans that listen to this will understand where I'm coming from. As you can see, as you can see, when there is a person that commits a series of murders or other heinous crimes, they are usually called, especially when it's like prior to 1900 or probably prior to 1900, they are called the werewolf of insert hard city to pronounce.
Is there a hard city pronounced so you decided not to put it in there, or?
No, it's like, I'm just saying, like, insert city here, because remember we talked about Werewolf of Doyle, the werewolves of Prodigy or whatever the
in
hell.
France?
Yes. There's a lot of them that say werewolf of blank city.
Okay.
Actually, I think we talked about one prior, me, Ashley and I. So when you have an old crime, that's what they blamed it on. They didn't understand that, like, why would a human being kill a bunch of people?
Campbell gets it.
Yeah, Campbell gets it. Campbell always gets what Daddy's saying. You just got to realize, like, there was no explanation. There was no concept of a serial killer. A serial killer, I don't think, came into the term until, and I know I'm going to get flack for this, I want to say the 60s or 70s. Actually, I think after that.
Ashley would probably know.
But when you don't know something, you just make up a reason and people usually believe you. And back then they believed in witches and werewolves. And they always seen, like, wolves attack and they dismember the body. They destroy you, just like a serial killer does. So I think what an actual werewolf is a serial killer of that time.
That makes sense. But yeah, if you, kind of, but with the whole pelt thing and the, I mean, I get it. If someone added a pelt to it, that would make
Yeah, but here's what I think about that. I think people just started making up stuff. I'm a werewolf, yeah. Yeah, I honestly don't want to just kill people. I'm a werewolf. I have a special pelt that I wear.
So basically you're saying a lot of these stories, not every single case, but a lot of these stories were probably just because serial killers kind of went on a spree, and so they said, wow, that's gruesome, like a wolf, you're a werewolf.
And they went with it, thinking maybe it would get them up, but it got killed.
So werewolves don't exist.
Well, did you watch the documentary Twilight? Of course they do.
No, I did not watch Twilight.
I did have a high school girlfriend, so of course I watched the first one. Not anyone of that. And True Blood. True Blood was good.
Didn't watch that either. I've never been like a vampire, werewolf type person.
No, you've just been shitty teenager movies the whole time.
Oh god, it's so
except for Twilight.
Oh yeah, I didn't want that.
Okay.
But anyway, back to your podcast.
Anyway. But like we said, as we know, something that these people didn't understand, and it's obvious, they did not understand the mental aspect of a human that could commit these murders. They had to come up with an explanation, and I think the best explanation they can come up with was either possessed, werewolf, witch, whatever other thing they could throw at the wall and stick. They didn't understand the brain yet, obviously. We still don't. Even though...
No, we don't.
What?
Anything about the brain?
Yeah.
I mean, just think
about it. We know more about... No, that's oceans that we know.
Here's what's really creepy, you guys. We're all controlled by a little bit of jelly that sits in our head that none of us have ever really seen of our own selves. That's what's creepy.
Mm-hmm. Would you say it's a... Because I know the saying is we know more about outer space than our oceans. Would you say that we know more about our oceans than our brain?
I can't make that answer.
Ooh, Bill got philosophical.
No, that was just a question.
Hi, baby girl. So, pretty much that ends our werewolf stories. A little bit of background. Within the next couple episodes, though, we are going to be talking about vampires. And then we're going to try to kind of morph them together. The relation of the werewolf and the vampire.
Are you guys going to use Twilight as a source?
No. These vampires don't sparkle in the sunshine.
Oh, ew.
Yeah. So, pretty much, hey, Anne, if they have any werewolf stories, where should they go?
Don't go in there, 19@gmail.com. And I should do the Instagram because you can't. Don't_go_in_there. Twitter @don'tgointhere3. And then Facebook, don't go in there, page and group. And then you already got the Gmail from me, you guys.
And then we'll attach the website to our show notes. It's still a mouthful. I still haven't got the domain name yet, but it's a long domain name. So we'll just attach it to there. Please visit us. Ashley and I were talking about doing some merchandise. If you guys would love a hoodie or a t-shirt, let us know. We want to know if it's worth it before we dive all, you know, a lot of our money into this. I know Ashley has a hoodie that she made on her own. We have a few ideas. You know what? We'll post those on our Facebook group and our social media. See which ones you like. And if you like them, please let us know. And we will make an order. And we'll place an order for you if you like them. That'd be awesome. Also, don't forget to check us out on Podbeam Network and subscribe to us on iTunes and wherever else you listen to us. That way you'll always be updated on new episodes from us. And if you enjoyed Anne, let us know.
I'll be back. This was fun. I'll be back to debunk something
else.
She
would love to come back. And
I'll
I'm sure,
kill the vibe. That's fine.
I'm sure John would come back. Who knows? Maybe.
Oh, we should have a debunk full on, like go over all. I don't want to listen to all the podcasts though. But John and I will do something that's
okay.
Fun.
Well, you know, if you enjoyed John on I know it was a while ago, on John's episode and Anne's episode, let us know. Maybe we'll add something where all four of us get on every once in a while. Yeah, just let us know. Contact us. But Anne, how did you think your first podcast went?
I think I did okay. Hopefully I didn't come off as like making fun of you bitchy. Too much. I don't like that.
Less bitchy, more kitschy.
Oh, yeah, I'll be bitchy for that. I just hit him, you guys.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they heard that.
Yeah, it was fun. It was a good time hanging out with my husband. Since we're all, you know, isolated out here in Utah, we're each other's best friends now. We have no social life, so if you're in Utah and you want to hang out, let us know. But yeah, and special shout out to our puppers who made a brief appearance agreeing with their father. That's cool.
Yeah, our werewolves.
Our little wolverines that aren't killers, thank God.
So guys, I just want to mention, I forgot to mention this at the beginning. I am so sorry we didn't have an episode last week. We recorded a different way, and whenever I went to edit it, it sounded terrible. So instead of giving you a terrible sounding podcast, we decided not to do it. It won't happen again because we're not going to use that way of doing things. Ashley and I are actually going to get together soon and find out the best way of doing it since we are recording in two different locations. So again, I apologize for that. But I just did not feel comfortable releasing that episode. So we're going to re-record that episode next week.
Whoop, whoop.
Whoop, whoop. Maybe somebody might be there. I don't know if she'll feel like it. I don't know if Aunt...
What's it about?
I'm not going to release that because it's a surprise. But it's a serial killer podcast. It's a true crime podcast. Mm. So again, my apologies. It won't happen again. And I guess until next week. Anne, do you have anything to add?
Thanks for listening, guys.
Until next week, guys. Don't go in there.
Ooh.